Right now, time for the birthday scam.
Peggy, she's a formal dance instructor, and one of her students, who she taught, has since become a stripper now. And she was none too happy about that she had spent all this time teaching this girl how to dance, and then she went to work right at a strip club. So I'm going to call as the manager of that strip club, and I'm so happy with her student, I want to hire her now to instruct all of my dancers on the scam.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Peggy, please?
Speaking.
Peggy, this is Robert, and I'm the general manager at... And I'm sorry to bother you this morning, but I had a couple of questions for you. I guess one of your former students works for me now, Heather.
Uh-huh.
I have a bit of a proposition for you here. You know, Heather is just absolutely my best dancer, and she has spoken very glowingly of you and what you did for her. And I was wondering if you couldn't see your way to maybe have a private session with some of my other dancers. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Okay, I am not available because I'm doing some stuff out of town.
Oh.
So, but, you know, Heather used to teach for me as well, and maybe it's a situation where you could call upon her to maybe give those girls some instruction.
Well, yeah, I've talked to her about that, too, but I thought I might as well go right to the source.
Well, I appreciate that, Robert. But at this time, I'm not going to be able to help you.
What if I paid you $750 for 1 hour of work?
Well, that's very enticing, but I just don't have the time right now, Robert. You have something important going on where you're looking for a choreographer to come in and do something
for
you?
Well, yes. Some of these girls come in off the street, and they're very pretty, as you know, but they don't necessarily have the moves that we're looking for. And, yes, we do need some choreography. There's a number that involves the pole. These are pole dances.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I'd go as high as $1,000 for your services here.
But at this time, I'm just not going to be able to help you.
Well, is it because it's a strip club? Is that what this is?
No, it's because I am extremely busy. I just
Heather
got back
mentioned,
into town this morning. I have been overextended since about January.
Excuse me.
And I've promised myself I'd slow down, so I'm making an effort to take better care here.
Peggy, Heather mentioned that you might have a problem with this, that you take a dim view because it's a strip club.
I thank you for considering me. But your attitude proves that I would not be able
Maybe
to work
Maybe
you
could work
with
for
you.
Me. You could work for
no,
me as
I
a dancer.
No, I could not work for you because of your personality.
You could do...
And I'm sorry, too, because I think highly of Heather also.
What's your bus
Good
size?
Day, and thank you for the call, Robert.
How
Bye.
Big are they? All right, we tried her a dozen times yesterday, and she never would come back to the phone. So let's try the house this morning for her husband. It was his age. Peggy?
You weren't very nice.
Well, I'm not going to be able to hire you now.
Well, that's a good thing.
Has your husband tell you what's going on?
Oh, you didn't hear?
What?
Larry died in his sleep last night.
Oh, my God. This took an ugly turn.
It's going to get worse.
We tried to call you back, but you wouldn't take our call.
I know, but I didn't know then. I didn't know for hours.
Oh, no.